riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local. Your evening newscast is brought to you by Hit and Run drive-thru convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking.
Man points gun at police officers. That man is shot and killed. I'm David Olenbiddle. Here's what you need to know. A 31-year-old man allegedly pulled a gun and pointed it at 2 police officers. He was shot and killed in the process. The incident occurred after a woman working at the VP gas station on Wood River Avenue in Edwardsville Road was closing. She noticed a man with a gun. The woman alerted the police to the situation. Wood River Police Chief Brad Wells released a statement saying, "Initially, we received a call from an employee at the Moe's Corner ZX gas station convenience store where a person had asked her for a ride but was acting suspicious. She declined to give him a ride and walked across the street to Jack in the Box to make a report about the man and said he showed a gun. Officers searched the area for about a half hour, and when officers arrived, that man had gone back to Moe's Corner store. He got up, pointed his gun at the officers. He was shot by those officers. They immediately performed medical assistance on him. The gun ended up being a metal BB gun." Chief Wells went on to say, "It's unfortunate that this happened, but the officers did what they're supposed to do. You don't point a gun at a police officer, and I back them 100%. More details on this ongoing situation can be found online at riverbender.com as they're made available to us. The United States Postal Service is distributing 4 new free COVID-19 at-home rapid antigen tests per individual, and the website was launched on Tuesday with a big buzz throughout office spaces and homes nationwide. The site has been extremely popular in its initial launch, according to the U.S. Postal Service, who said, "If you need a COVID-19 test and can't find one, the USPS will deliver for free to your door." Shipping will start in late January. There's a link for the free tests online attached to this story at riverbender.com. And in addition to the USPS testing service, U.S. health insurance providers now are required to pay for at-home COVID tests with a federal law change. Customers are to be reimbursed for as many as 8 COVID tests per month per individual and receive them at no cost from in-network pharmacies. Amazon spokesperson Kelly Nintel issued a statement after the lawsuit had been filed by Clifford Law Offices on Monday on behalf of the family of a 26-year-old delivery driver, Austin McEwen, who was killed after working at an Amazon distribution center in Edwardsville that was struck by a tornado December 10th. Nintel said the lawsuit misunderstands key facts, like the difference between various types of severe weather and tornado alerts, as well as the condition and safety of the building. The truth is that this was a new building, less than 4 years old, built in compliance with all applicable building codes, and the local teams were following the weather conditions very closely. Severe weather watches are common in this part of the country, and while precautions are taken, are not cause for most businesses to close down. We believe our team did the right thing as soon as a warning was issued, and they worked to move people to safety as quickly as possible. Edwardsville girls basketball welcomed back seniors Ellie Evans, Macy Sylvie, and junior Ashlyn Hawk to the lineup after being out due to COVID protocols, and both Evans and Sylvie made an immediate impact, joining Sid Harris in double figures with the Tigers, going on to win big 62-23 over Belleville Altoff Catholic Monday night at Luco Jackson Gym. The Tigers took charge from the opening tip, forcing the Crusaders into numerous turnovers as Edwardsville dominated the game from start to finish. Evan Grinter was the only multiple winner for Edwardsville High School boys swimming team. Cohen Osborne and Logan Ertle also won events, and the relay teams won 2 events, with the Tigers winning the 4th annual Swim for Hope meet held Monday afternoon at the Chuck Fruit Aquatic Center. The Edwardsville boys basketball team didn't shoot well in their opener of the Jersey Midwinter Classic Monday night at Havens Gym, where they went 4-for-16 from beyond the 3-point arc and 6-for-16 from the free throw line. And it was a factor in the Tigers' 40-30 loss to Granite City. The Warriors' athleticism played a big factor in the game, forcing the Tigers into multiple turnovers. Box scores on that game are online at riverbender.com. This newscast was made possible by Hit and Run drive-thru convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and and let us do the walking. Riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local.